Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning on this beautiful day that the Lord has made, June 5th, 2022. We're going to go over Acts chapter 4 this morning, and so there's a lot to cover when we get going. So God's power is what this we find in this chapter, and it's through the preaching of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The boldness. Okay. The church is it's anemic today, and because it's not about preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, it's about patronizing and catering to everybody's hurt feelings and more concerned about political correctness instead of correctly preaching the gospel. And we'll see that here. And as they spake unto the people, this was Acts chapter 4, verse 1, and as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captains of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection of the dead. Okay? Now, this is the religious leaders. All right. Verse 3. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. They did bigger. They just rounded them up. They muscled them in. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. That's men. You had women and children there too. So you had a lot of folks that believed. The church is building. It's getting larger and larger. Because of what? Because they boldly, fearlessly preached the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Verse 5. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have ye done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and the elders of Israel, if we this day be examined for the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is another name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I'm going to read it again. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. People know you've been with Jesus. And beholding the man, which was healed, standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them and is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that is spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak to all nor teach in the name of Jesus. Verse 19. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. It was done to that man that couldn't walk. handicapped man. Verse 22. For the man was above 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was showed. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up the voices to God with one accord. Excuse me. They lifted up the voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them is. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up. The rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant to thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. You pray that. You live your life so that can be said and done. And you're going to see the power of God for God's glory, not for yours. Verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God boldness. You want the power of God in your life, then speak, be ready, be prayed up, pray that God will open up the door for you to speak the gospel with boldness, and the Holy Spirit will fill you and give you opportunities to speak the word of God with boldness. Verse 32, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Oh, boy. You want grace? You want great grace? That's what we need, because we're sinful. We have an iniquitous nature that is sinful, and we need the great grace of God to overcome that sinfulness and empower us to live a life, the highest quality of life available to man. And it's by being praying that God would give you the opportunity to preach the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And you'll have great grace and opportunities on your life. Upon them all, not just the preacher and the special person everybody looks up to, no, upon them all. Verse 34, neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, and consolation, exhortation, imploration, hortation, solace. There you go. Whatever that means. Okay. A Levite. Barnabas was a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. And so we're seeing the beginning of a powerful church that is members are being brought into. The church is growing, and it's because they are praying for the ability, opportunity, that there is no name given among men under heaven whereby a person can be saved than Jesus Christ. Read that again. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Pray that God would fill you with the Holy Ghost and for the boldness to preach this verse. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And preach that and pray for boldness to preach that, preach the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice for our sins, and God will give you great grace in your life, and you will have boldness. And you will see people come to Christ, come to be saved. And your group or church will grow. It's not about offering meals. It's not about offering this special day or that special day. Let's celebrate this day. Let's recognize. How about recognizing Jesus Christ and lifting him up? Pray for the boldness to preach that Jesus saves, that he died, he came, lived, shed his blood for our sin and sinfulness, and 3 days later resurrected from the dead and is in heaven living today, all according to the scriptures. And pray for the boldness to be filled with the Holy Ghost to preach that message, and you'll have great grace in your life. So, partner, we need it. Brother John, WSM217@gmail.com.